From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Ukraine is reinstating military conscription in order to deal with ongoing security threats in the east of the country, according to interim president Oleksandr Chernov. The presidential decree was issued as militant pro-Moscow separatists continue to occupy government buildings throughout the east, a threat President Chernov says Ukraine's helpless to combat. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say a Russian military attaché has been held in Ukraine on suspicion of spying. The official, who was not named, has reportedly been engaged in activities not in accordance with his diplomatic status. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
A spokesman for the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry confirmed that a Russian naval attaché at the Russian embassy in Kiev had been detained on Wednesday. He was declared persona non grata and ordered to leave the country. No details of who exactly this official is or what activities he was involved in were released. It's not clear whether the incident was connected to the occupation of government facilities in eastern Ukraine by pro-Russian separatists. Russia and Ukraine blame each other for ongoing unrest in the east of the country. Moscow denies any involvement.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 33 people are dead after an airstrike by government forces hit a market in the rebel-held city of Aleppo. The attack came the day after government aircraft bombed a nearby school, leaving at least 10 children dead. The United Nations Children's Fund, known as UNICEF, says it's outraged at the wave of indiscriminate killings. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Washington this week to meet with members of Congress and President Obama. As Alice Olstein reports, the main topics on the docket for her visit are cooperation on the Ukraine crisis, trade, and the ongoing row over the U.S. government spying on Merkel and her people.
This week, Chancellor Merkel and President Barack Obama plan to discuss moving forward on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, known as TTIP for short, and working together within NATO on countering Russia's actions in Ukraine. It's the first visit between the world leaders since documents leaked by Edward Snowden revealed that the U.S. National Security Agency had wiretapped Merkel's phone calls and conducted mass surveillance of average citizens. Revelations that have put a strain on U.S.-German cooperation on other matters.
Turkish riot police have used tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannons on demonstrators defying a protest ban in Istanbul. The government insisted it would crack down against anyone gathering in the city's Taksim Square, but trade unions decided they would continue to rally. Here's our Europe reporter, Jack Parrock.
40,000 security officers are said to have been deployed in Istanbul, according to the Turkish press, to try to prevent the planned May Day anti-government protests. Several of the protesters have now been injured in clashes with the authorities, and at least five have been arrested. Prime Minister Tayyip Recep Erdogan said the demonstrators should give up hope of gathering in Taksim Square, the centre of many displays of civil disobedience in the past few years.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Embattled Toronto Mayor Rob Ford has announced he'll be taking a leave of absence in order to get help for substance abuse. There's been much pressure on Ford to step down after he admitted smoking crack cocaine and buying drugs. Nick Harper reports.
Rob Ford's decision to take a break and, as he puts it, go get help, may be the turning point many around him have been hoping for. Toronto's mayor has been involved in a string of controversies, including drunken incidents, making racially abusive comments, threats of murder, and buying and using drugs. He's already been stripped of many of his mayoral powers, but it seems his leave of absence will only be a temporary one, as he says he'll still seek re-election in October.
A gas explosion at a jail in the U.S. state of Florida has left at least two dead and 150 injured. 600 prisoners were inside the Escambia County Jail in Pensacola, Florida, when the blast occurred late Wednesday evening. Part of the prison collapsed. Those hurt in the explosion have been transferred to local hospitals, and uninjured inmates are being transferred to other detention centers. Authorities are now investigating the cause of the incident. They theorize that recent flooding may have caused the explosion. Escambia County spokeswoman Kathleen DoCastro says search and rescue crews are still combing the debris.
Search and rescue has performed a primary and then a secondary sweep of the building. They are going to continue to sweep the building until all persons are accounted for.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.